The Nobel Prize, to me, is a joke, said Truman Capote in an interview in the 1980s. They give it year after year to one absolutely non-existent writer after another. They're really a very crummy little organization, he continued. Let's face it. Come on. I mean, anybody that could have given the Nobel Prize to Pearl Buck ought to go and be examined by a mental institution.
The nominees for the best performance by an actor are George C. Scott in Patton.
The late actor George C. Scott turned down his Oscar when he was awarded the prize in 1970.
Oh, my God. The winner is George C. Scott.
It's a two-hour meat parade, he said. The contest, in his eyes, was offensive, barbarous, and innately corrupt.
I sent a telegram, and please ask them to, as Sam Golden would have said, include me out.
Dustin Hoffman disapproved back in that same era.
I refuse to believe that I beat Jack Lemmon, that I beat Al Pacino.
But he took the Oscar anyway.
We are a part of an artistic family.
Which is what most artists do when awarded a prize. They accept it. And then, reality meets fantasy.
It's magic. You're in another world. You know, I don't travel in limousines. I don't get my makeup done. I don't, usually. And the stakes are so high.
Aviva Slesen was nominated for an Oscar 12 years ago for her documentary film The 10-Year Lunch, The Wit and Legend of the Algonquin Round Table, which film, by the way, took her 10 years to make. And, of course, she was thrilled just to be nominated.
It suddenly catapulted me into a world, A, that I wasn't in, I didn't ever expect to be in. People were asking me what I was going to wear. I mean, nothing that had anything to do with my work. It was all showbiz.
And she put on her gown, and then they called her name.
You're sort of lifted out of body. And I thought about my mother, and I thought about the 10 years it had taken me. And then, you know, you go home, and you have this Oscar. And then you sort of think, oh my God, my life.
And then, as she tells it, every day for the next year, she woke up thinking something was going to happen. She woke up wondering.
I wonder what this Oscar is going to bring. And I thought it would resolve my career, for sure. I thought that it would resolve the difficulties. But the difficulties are there because they're inherent in anybody's career who's going to be a documentary filmmaker. Nobody offers you a feature and nobody says, oh, you'll come and make movies and you'll do any documentary you want and what would you like to do next? I was waiting for the outside world, and that isn't how life happens.
And then a year passed, and the next Oscars came.
And once that year was over and somebody else, it was somebody else's year. It's like, then you sort of pull together and you think, all right.
It's music's biggest night, the 40th Annual Grammy Awards.
I think for a while I was in shock.
Judith Sherman had been producing classical records for nearly 20 years when she became Grammy Award-winning Producer of the Year in 1994.
The Grammys that year were at Radio City Music Hall. And it was very nice because the person awarding the Grammys for the classical section that year was Dick Stoltzman.
Richard Stoltzman, the clarinetist, that is, and a colleague of Sherman's.
And he was so enthusiastic when he opened that envelope. And he kept saying, the winner is Judy! Judy! So, I have to say it was a lot of fun. That I didn't expect. It just was fun. And then one gets a little, how can I say, yeah, so what? I can't say that it has changed my professional life. Maybe the only change is that I can turn down work I don't really want to do, and that I have, well, I'm a Grammy winner. I don't have to do that. I don't say that, but it allows me to say that to myself. Before I won a Grammy, I just thought, oh, that person won a Grammy. You know, that's a big deal. But, you know, it's once you belong to the club, it's not so much a big deal anymore. I feel I deserved it, but it's not who I am.
I couldn't stand it. I just wanted my life back.
The 53rd Annual Tony Awards.
Warren Light's play, Sideman, was nominated for the Tony Award 2 years ago, just as it was about to close after a decent run.
One producer offered to keep enough money flowing into the show's coffers until the nominations, and I suddenly realized these Tonys are very important.
And the best new play and then of it happened. Is Sideman.
The day I won the Tony, the next 3 days, I think I got about 500 phone calls from everyone I've ever known or worked for, or very few from playwrights. About 4 playwrights called.
Warren Light was discovered on that night.
The show seemed to mean a lot to people before the Tony, but once it won the Tony, suddenly I was a talisman, and people wanted to talk to me and get my advice. The number of people who would call and say, I need to pick your brain for a couple of hours, and I couldn't handle it. There was no way I could get writing done. I was also, you become a target, which I had never had happen to me in my life. Suddenly people were jealous. People said, oh, he's become a monster since he's won the Tony. Or I would go to a bar after rehearsal, how unusual for a writer, and somebody would say, how's it going? And I'd say, it's going terribly. And the next day, everybody in the whole town seemed to know what I had said that night. I had a call immediately from my agent saying, you've got to be discreet now.
Sometimes at a time like that, one award winner will talk to another.
I remember saying to Beth Henley, how can you tell if people are interested in you for who you are or for your Pulitzer? And she said, well, the Pulitzer is part of who I am at this point. But she's had that for a few decades. She's internalized it in a very lovely way. It's almost 2 years now since the Tony, and I feel like maybe I can get some balance back into my life now.
So Tony Award winner Warren Light is glad to be getting on with other things. He's glad that period is over. Or is he?
Well, here's the psychotic thing. You sort of want to go again. I had finally officially accomplished something in my life. And I was really thinking, good enough for me. Who cares what about American society and what are you working on next? Great. I won something. And then I realized, oh, you have to keep going out there.
I was satisfied for the longest time. I'm now starting to think maybe I should get myself organized and at least get another nomination. It's been 3 years since I've been nominated. I'd like to win again.
The arts were always competitive, and I think they still are. And I think the fact that I won this is a positive part of the equation.
About a month after I won, I read a Frank Sinatra biography, in which he's quoted as saying, the professional is the guy who can do it twice. And it really bugged me to read that. And you want to be in the big leagues again.
Be careful what you wish for. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.